how it is they decided on the fact that, like, the raccoons were the titular animals in this movie. Because there's all sorts of animals in this dumb thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
you got aardvarks? Why didn't you call it the aardvarks?
You got a big sheepdog.
A big John Goodman sheepdog hanging out.
It's such a John Goodman sheepdog.
I thought that was just John Goodman.
I gotta rewatch Fallen. This is just, it's
you gotta watch 10 Cloverfield Lane. Buddy.
I know, and someone was asking. I've been, you know what?
So
not
good.
Someone. A lot of people have been asking me, both online and IRL.
People have grabbed you on the street. You see 10 Cloverfield Lane?
And I'm like, no, the other two did. Leave me alone. No, I want to see it, man.
It's good. I like.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Steven Zadak and Eric Siska.
Hello.
We are not...
10 Cloverfield Lane now in theaters. This episode's brought to you by...
Yeah, this is not an on-screen on 10 Cloverfield Lane. This is a...
It could have been.
I guess it could have. I really dropped the ball.
No, it's...
Sorry.
It's fine.
No, this is an Animation Damnation where this is the listener-requested Animation Damnation. Now, Steve Zadak... You collect all those emails and watch these things from these maniacs that are suggesting stuff.
I do. I collect the information. I follow people.
IP
I find out,
addresses.
Yeah, I know where people are. I know what they do. Yeah.
So what? Jeez. Who requested this and why?
And what's their shoe size? Shoe size.
Shoe size.
Shoe size.
I'm going to get your shoe size.
This is a bit of a loose Animation Damnation. this is from Dave in the UK who says... Hey guys, I'll jump straight into it. This piece of shit was on every Saturday morning in the UK. To this day, I have no fucking clue what type of animal Cyril Sneer was supposed to be.
I think he's an aardvark. Yeah,
he looks like the Pink Panther if the Pink Panther had cancer and a gambling addiction. Pretty good joke.
See, this is how you get the write-in requests on the air.
Well, actually, no. This was out of a, pulled this out of a hat.
We did. We did be pulled.
Oh, that's right. Well, normally I'd be entertained by this shit. So we lucked out. Actually,
yeah, we did. Anyway, love
perfect
the show.
Spelling and grammar too.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, is that the British spelling
of what
you got?
Raccoon?
Well,
is there a U in there?
There's, I bet there's four.
Anyway, thanks. Loving the show. Keep the good work. Dave with a U, actually. No, I'm kidding.
No. I'm guessing he's probably size 9 and shit.
Yeah, no, he's... Yeah. And his credit is terrible.
Oh, boy.
If I know anything about English people, it's from the British, and that song Rocky Raccoon, Paul McCartney pronounces it raccoon.
Raccoon, yeah.
Oh, so this is the raccoons.
Oh, Rocky Raccoon. Well, this is a Canadian show.
It's ultra Canadian. By the way, the episode in question, just to get this out of the way.
Episode one,
season one, Surprise Attack. Originally aired in the year 1985. Continue.
Has anyone seen this show before?
I didn't know a lick about it. Have you seen it, really?
Yes, I have, because I know everyone's saying, oh, this is a Canadian show. No one could have ever seen it. And I was saying that myself, too, until I actually sat down to watch it.
Oh, and you were like, oh, shit, I remember this?
Yeah, it started coming flooding back. It was... insane.
Wow. Isn't that cool when that happens?
Kind of not.
Well, it was like when I realized what Nightmare Beach was. I was so excited.
That's nice, but this is like... this.
You're
is
right.
Like
I solved a 20-year mystery.
This is like I watched this as a small child, and then I remembered what life was like back then, and I got deeply, deeply sad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't good.
No.
No. That's why I'm on this show now, because it was terrible. But... I believe this aired on in the U.S. on the Disney Channel sometimes. I don't know where, but I've definitely seen.
Interesting.
I definitely came across, what's this fellow's name? Cyril Sneer?
I think they aired this They aired this every Hitler's birthday is what I was reading.
Oh, my family did celebrate that. So.
Oh, man. Gonna celebrate 420 watching the raccoons. Because Hitler's birthday is also 420, brah.
Yep, we would watch 3 episodes of the actually we'd watch 8 episodes of the raccoons. Uh-huh. And then we'd watch Triumph of the Will.
Yikes. So this is about a family of raccoons.
There's 2 of them.
There's 3.
Is there 3?
There's 3 raccoons. And I learned this because it's not really evident in the episode. I learned this on the again as always, the copious Wikipedia page. Every cartoon has a copious Wikipedia page.
Yes, yeah.
Apparently, it's a couple, a boy raccoon and a girl raccoon, and this third guy, Bert Raccoon, the one with the big B on his shirt.
Oh, yeah, the third wheel, huh?
They all kind of live in a condominium together, and I'm like, oh, man, why didn't I get one of those cool episodes?
Because we're watching the pilot, man, and they didn't bring the condo in until later, probably.
So it's,
what is it, like a Del Boca Vista situation?
I think it's more of whatever was going on at Three's Company, you know what I mean?
Also, right. You know, the housing prices in the Raccoon Village.
The Evergreen Forest?
Yeah, it was a little high, so they had to settle for
a roommate. Oh, actually, wait a second, though. Was this, what'd you call him, Bert? This third one?
Yeah.
This thing was in this episode?
Yeah, the guy with the shirt. He's like the cool one.
I guess there's a B on it. He's saying that.
Oh, I thought that was the main guy. Wait, yeah. So then there's another one on top of that guy?
Yeah, The other guy's married to the lady, and Bert is kind of like
married?
Yeah, they're married. I found this out in the copious Wikipedia.
Well, they better be if they're living under the same roof, goddamoot.
I guess so.
They were married by a Christian raccoon.
Hey, also, I love that it's the raccoons.
Hold on a second. Are they circumcised?
Let me check the Wikipedia.
I love that the name of this cartoon is The Raccoons, like it's a sitcom
of
some kind, you know what I mean?
But the raccoons are barely in this episode, at least. It's them versus...
How are you starting? This is the start of the raccoons' reign of television.
I think they went to college together or some fucking horseshit.
Dude, there's like a With Honors movie that took place before this.
Yeah, he was the Joe Pesci, the one with the B on his shirt.
Just taken in that homeless one. Wait, so in this episode, what is this non shirt wearing one dude, because I don't even remember it.
He's just a dude. He's just like her husband. He's her
he's the Hubby stay raccoon. At home dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so but then
I
the one
he's got like a fucking sports column somewhere.
Wait, but the one who's got the hard on for the little aardvark girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the friend.
Yeah,
he's like not their kid.
Yeah, no. He's like a dude. He's like a grown man.
They all live in this condo though.
And they're all okay. So they're
he's a grown man raccoon. Yes.
There's a lady aardvark.
Uh huh.
And is she related to the Sneer family?
I think she's not. She's actually.
But the other dude. There's another aardvark that is. Cyril's son.
Yeah, and that one they're doing like a Jerry Lewis voice for.
Yeah, they have like a big castle and they're like monsters or something.
Well, because they have all the money.
Yeah, yes.
A very Scrooge McDuckian pile of money.
And he's got three henchmen that are little pigs with little hats that are definitely just Huey, Dewey, and Louie clones.
Yes, yeah, most definitely. It's fucking criminal what this show is, honestly.
So this episode is about... The stakes are abnormally high for a kid's cartoon show.
You're
telling
me. Fucking Final Solution shit.
Because, like, these pigs stumble upon a plan, like, the raccoons made a balloon, and a big, like, weather balloon kind of thing. Or what do you call those?
They keep calling them war balloons.
Yeah.
And it's like, just a hot air balloon.
That's what we used to call a Zeppelin.
No, it's not a Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's what the Hindenburg is.
Oh, the woodland humanity.
Oh, so many burning trees.
And raccoons. No, so the...
Rock a raccoon. And you don't see many squirrels in this society. Let's think about that. Let's think about that for a second.
So, not a lot of amphibian creatures.
Yeah, what's
in
going
this
on
forest?
In this forest, you know?
The pigs over here that... The raccoons have something in store for Cyril T. Sneer, okay?
Mm. And it's not just, by the way, you said it's a plan. It's not a plan. It's the plan.
We're going to finish it once and for all, they say.
It is some heavy shit, this pilot episode of The Raccoons on the Disney Channel.
So they tell Cyril, and he's like, oh, they're not going to kill me. I'm going to kill them. I'm going to kill all their fucking kids. I'm going to spay all those raccoons. They'll never have a fucking breed.
Yeah, he gets into it.
I mean, but no, this is how fucking twisted this shit is, though. So the guy, the Cyril Sneer, the aardvark, I mean, this guy's no prize piece himself.
And to Dave's credit, he does look like a pig diarrhea. He doesn't look anything like an aardvark.
Yeah.
Aardvarks are what, like brown and like, you know.
No, I mean, yeah, they're not pink.
Yeah, he's pink and he's got, he looks kind of like, shit, What is this? The Snorks?
Yeah. It's kind of a snork. You know
he
what
looks
it looks
like? A whammy, actually, kind of.
A what?
Yeah, from...
yeah, I'm not following.
No one else is 61 years old?
What's a... Was this like a thing at Coney Island back in the 30s?
Yeah, did you play this with a young Woody Allen at Coney Island?
No, it's a game show.
Going to play whammy. Hey, Steve, let's go down to the boardwalk and play whammy.
I'm not going anywhere with Woody Allen and playing whammy, I'll tell you what.
I didn't say under the boardwalk. I said at the boardwalk.
Thank God for our flat feet, eh, Steve?
Wait, what is this that you're talking
about? Now I'm
going
to forget the name of the game show. I need to look it up.
All right, that's fine. Because the question I have, so Cyril T. Sneer, right? He's explaining to these pigs why the raccoons are bad. Mm-hmm. And it's so twisted because he's like, he's showing him a picture of this raccoon. And he's like, as you can see here, look at his raccoon eyes and the circles around that raccoon eye. You know what that means? That means he's a liar. He's got something to hide. Yeah,
there's some like phrenology going on.
It's phrenology.
Oh,
nice.
Bravo. It's so twisted. All right, wait, what was this game show you and Alan Konigsberg watched?
It's called Press Your Luck.
Okay.
It's from like the 1970s.
And you said and whammy?
That's where no whammy comes from. What do you know when people are like, oh, no whammy, oh, no whammy, stop.
Man, I thought that was just sad gambling addicts.
No. And the whammy is like a guy with a dick nose.
It was a little weird cartoon. Like, you would get a whammy, right?
Because this looks like a dick nose.
It does. It looks like a penis nose. You'd get a whammy. Back in the old days, you'd give me $5 for a whammy, you'd say.
Right.
No,
was a big foam hammer you hit things with.
Wait, are you sure we're not talking about Pog Slammers?
No, we're not.
Okay.
It was a big wheel that would go around.
Right.
And it would stop, and you'd get either an amount of money or a prize, or you'd get a whammy.
Or you got a whammy. So you said no whammies because you didn't want a whammy.
And when you get a whammy, a really crappy cartoon would come out.
No whammies.
It would take your money away.
Whoa. Oh, that sucks.
That's kind of bad.
Ask your grandparents about whammies.
Was this on Let's Make a Deal?
Press Your Luck.
Oh, Press Your Luck.
That sounds better than that that bankruptcy wedge on Wheel of Fortune.
Well, that's what this sounds like, Wheel of Fortune without any of the spelling challenges.
But imagine if you hit bankrupt on Wheel of Fortune and then like Fred Flintstone took your money away.
Yeah, but dabba don't. With a little sack of money.
Barn, get the car.
Gonna run him down in the parking lot, Barn. You're broke in America. Now you're gonna die.
It's true. It's true. Caveman time is better than America time.
So I don't know. So he looks ugly, I guess. That's what we're getting at.
Sure.
And like the whole plot of the episode, such as it is like he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill those things. And he's got these bear henchmen.
henchmen that I thought were dogs for a second because they definitely look like McGruff the crime dog. Because they're all wearing trench coats with hats on them.
Because they're spies. I mean, this is a fucking fucked up forest. These are like CIA goons.
It's an outright hit squad.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And what he says to him, by the way, he sends these agents out into the forest and he's like, you got to get information on these people. How am I going to kill them if I don't know what they're doing or whatever? And he's like, you get out there. And by the way, if you don't get any information on all these raccoons that I hate, it's bearskin rug time. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Again, abnormally high stakes for a child's cartoon.
The pilot of a child's cartoon. We're just supposed to be meeting all these people.
And when did we get to these three raccoons smoking hash in an apartment, which is what I want?
Come on, knock on my tree.
Can I ask a question?
Always, Steve.
About character design?
Sure.
Why must everything have tits? Why do we have to put
you
breasts?
Talking about this hot little aardvark in this
that,
show?
And the raccoon lady also have, like, breasts.
Wait, yeah, what do you have against breasts?
I just don't, like, raccoons
nor... Playing devil's advocate here.
Raccoons nor aardvarks have breasts.
Have mammaries.
How the hell do you guys know? What are you looking at?
I've checked.
But just, sounds like someone Steve, had a trip to the forest.
Steve but I was a guy who subscribed to National Geographic for all the wrong
but
reasons.
They also don't walk on feet. Well, yeah, no, they wait. They walk on feet.
Not on hind legs.
That's the terminology.
But they're all wearing like halter tops and shit. It's like, who, like, I feel like, meanwhile, hey, Gary, I got a cute cartoon show about a raccoon. Draw me a box, cute lady raccoon.
I said this on the last episode of Animation Damnation, because again, we're talking about, you know, men becoming dogs, dogs becoming babes. It's that whole thing of like, you can have a lady animal thing, but it can't be a, quoting me from a few weeks ago, a capital knockers madam situation.
You put a fucking bow on a raccoon's head, I'm like, that's a lady raccoon.
But there's Miss Pac-Man, well, see, because she's got a bow in her head.
In their defense, these knockers aren't capital. I'd say they're lowercase in a respectful manner.
Dude, are you body shaming this 30-year-old cartoon?
No, I'm just saying it's,
no, it's not sexy enough
no,
for you.
No, I'm not what I'm saying is they're not, I understand what you're saying, but they're not sexing it up as much as they could, question mark. But,
well, it's not an anime, no, point taken.
It's just, no, you know.
No, they are, they're, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they are like they're normal. Not, they're not like incredibly
it's not,
weird.
It's not like Anna Nicole Smith's out here.
But it's weird just to put that, like,
I'd be R.I.P.D.
like,
by the way.
If I ask somebody for that draw, if I like, draw me a lady raccoon, and you give me a lady raccoon in a halter top with breasts, I'm like,
yeah,
is everything okay at home? You now, know, like,
but you know, this is a good point because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Cyril Sneer,
yes,
is friggin' naked in this or something.
He's completely naked.
So he's completely nude, and he's not hanging brain. So therefore, I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
Erase the tits.
Yeah, or it, you know, if you want to make it accurate, they gotta have like, you know, three on each side going down the whole front.
Oh wow, like Total Recall shit.
As quadruped mammals, fucking have.
I know.
You know what? I say do it up. That's how it should be. Let's teach these kids a thing or two about nature.
Also, they should be eating garbage because they're raccoons.
Yeah.
The figures are at their cool condominium smoking a joint like, hey, you want some garbage?
Can you, because I don't think you ever had on the air, can you tell that raccoon story? Because what an appropriate time.
Well, it's actually a skunk. Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no. It's totally a raccoon.
Oh, okay. I back at our old place in college, I was throwing out a bunch of beer boxes.
As was the fashion at the time.
You know, and it's, we were kind of college in the woods there, you know, woodsy area. And I'm from the Bronx, so I've never seen anything. I've never seen a fucking tree since, I saw my first tree in 2002. And
that's what they look like.
And
that's how Steve sounded back then, too.
So, like, you know, I have to walk out into the woods to get these things. I'm a little freaked out. I'm kind of probably drunk myself. I'm throwing out all these beer boxes, and they keep falling down, and I have to keep grabbing them, right? Like, it's like, oh, it's such a hassle to grab all these beer boxes, and I have to, like, conjoin my arms to make it go, and I just kind of shove it into this recycling center, and a recycling, what do you call it there? A trash can.
It's a big old bin.
Recycling bin. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. I throw them in, and something pops out. And I'm like, oh, it's a beer box. I better catch it. And it's a raccoon. Like a six.
Jumps at you?
He jumps at me all arms akimbo, like with a big smile on his face. And I almost grabbed and scooped him up like a baby. And I realized 1 second soon enough, and I jumped back, and my heart, like, literally was beating out of my chest for at least 2 days. Like, and literally, I was not okay for a long time.
And then that tree you saw came to life and took the raccoon, and they left to go hang out with Chris Pratt.
Now, by the way, serious question about this story. What a hair-raising tale, first of all.
Oh, sure.
You're so lucky that you didn't get, you know, rabies and whatnot, but seriously.
Or more rabies.
What's the rack situation on that raccoon that jumped out?
Because I could see why you'd want to grab it.
Yeah,
it
was a little more than a handful's all I need, brother. On my raccoon breasts. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's
like, you
so
know,
gross.
I got kids here.
Sure.
I am a kid here.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you,
it's 1985.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that maybe sparked something in my brain.
Quite possibly. It's why you're a furry.
I'm not, but I respect them.
Sure. So, yeah, this, like, aardvark's like, all right, well, They're trying to kill me. I'm going to kill them first.
I need a dossier on all these fucking little raccoons.
And these bears go out and
I'm going to shoot that raccoon in Dallas.
By the way, he loves to smoke a cigar.
He does. He's constantly smoking and he's got a gold tooth. The character design on this thing is quite interesting. But what's it's so dumb. So like these bears all dress up like all the characters, like all the good guys. And then mistake each other for them and beat the shit out of each other.
To the coolest song I've ever heard.
The only thing that's truly excellent about this cartoon is it's just got a new wave soundtrack.
Yeah.
And this song that just plays is beautiful.
It's apropos of nothing. It has nothing to do with what's going on. It's about like, run with us. Something, something, something.
So the song is called "Run With It." I mean, it's amazing.
I think it's been covered. Like, it's like a real song. Kind
it got
of
covered
now.
Like as recently as like 2004 or something like
Are you
that.
Shitting me?
No, like people love this song, and then this is the only time this comparison will be made. This show is kind of like The Wire in the, in that
raccoon coming
because. Every season of this show, supposedly, again, this is the very thorough Wikipedia entry for this show, a different artist covered the same song for every season.
Oh, wow.
So every season, there was a different version of Run With Us. Boop, 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 boop. I want the raccoon soundtrack on vinyl, man.
I did some noodling on the Wikipedia,
oh,
too.
Oh, shit. What'd you find out?
Well, apparently Cyril Sneer kind of warms up as the show goes along.
Oh, and cowards.
And it's more like, I got to help my son figure out how to take over my vast fortune. Like, run the show. Come on, boy. And he, like, kind of, you know, he kind of, like, grew to live with, like, not live with, but, like, except tolerate
yeah,
the raccoon.
Did he ever go to the condominium to hang out?
I don't know, but I bet he did. He probably. I bet there's an episode where it ends with him bringing over some pizzas or something.
Well, this episode ends quite bizarrely, so we'll get there. So anyway, so like the Cyril Sneer finds out his son, like he goes into his, he barges into his room like he's going to catch his son looking at porn. And what's going on here? What? Oh, you're just sitting at your desk? Okay. But this guy's been like, he's this little kid who sounds like Jerry Lewis as the Nutty Professor has been like writing this dossier.
And now he's also naked, right?
He's a college age, apparently. He's a college graduate.
Oh, what? Really? Yeah, so wait, no, he's a graduate student.
Yeah. Again, it's the, here's the thing. Is the early 80s, we didn't like little kids. We wanted like 20 to 30-year-old people to look up to. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Everyone wait, so lives in apartments and like graduated college and
so
have starter jobs.
None of those little furry protagonists in this movie are kids?
No, they're all like 30. They're all just kind
well,
of living
they're,
in
they're
this,
probably like 25.
It's very yeah. bizarre.
I mean, the original title of this show is 30-something's Raccoons.
It'll be Raccoon 30-something?
Yeah. The trials and travails of.
But so he's like, oh, my son's trying to take me down. He's working with these raccoons. Wow, I'm proud of you for trying to overthrow me, as I imagine Donald mm-hmm. Trump said to Donald Trump Jr. one day.
Yeah, sure. And just like Saddam and Uday.
Yeah. But then he's like, by the way, I'm going to throw you in the dungeon. So this kid's in like a sex dungeon for a little bit. And like... The raccoons catch word of it, and they're like, oh, our friend's in a dungeon or whatever. Like, we're going to storm this dude's castle. This is all the pilot episode of the mm-hmm. raccoons. The condo not featured.
No, it's
storming a castle in a balloon? Yeah, sure. That's in here. And they, like, fucking raid this
it's
dude's
like,
house.
It's like Where Eagles Dare.
Much shorter runtime.
Yeah. And way worse.
And they like they break this dude out and whatnot. There's some sort of explosive thing that happens where they blow the door.
Because they have all this gunpowder for some reason. Oh, I guess it gets explained at the end, sort of.
Well, it's all for the plan.
Yeah, and they keep,
the plan.
And it's weird because they keep like referring to it as the plan. It's like fucking Battlestar Galactica. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's very cultish. Like the bear. There's a bear that they hang out with. Or no, is it the sheepdog? Yeah. The sheepdog. Gets like he gets word from the castle from one of their men on the inside, and he's like, "Oh no, looks like the plans had a setback, little buddies." And you're just like, "What in the world is this plan?" And so then it's like, we're going to escape the castle with this little bugger in tow, this college graduate son.
Thank you, he's got a degree.
And in what? Like, probably hotel management. Right?
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do?
And so then, like, this dude is, like, giving chase with the pigs on the motorcycle. Like, they all escape by hot air balloon. And he's like, after that balloon in this motorcycle. There is, I will admit, kind of a funny gag here with this motorcycle where, like, the pig, like, gets on. And he's like, all right, get him. And he's like, oh, geez, do you have the keys, boss? And then it, like, cuts back to the dudes in the balloon, and then it cuts back, and the pig's, like, putting gas in the motorcycle, back to the balloon, back to these guys, the pig's filling up a tire, and then they finally get on the road. Yeah, kind of a funny gag.
Yeah, it's a fine cartoon gag, I agree.
Sure.
It's a fine cartoon.
Well, let's not get nuts. and so, like, they chase after him, and this is, like, this is the denouement. Like, here we are. There's this, like, the motorcycle, like, runs into this box, and this whole thing explodes. And the box blows off, and there's just this birthday cake. And I'm like, oh, now, how is this part of the plan? This doesn't have anything to do
with... That's where the bomb is, kid! Get out of here!
I was going to say, this doesn't have anything to do with the total execution of this aardvark family.
It's a dirty bomb! There's nails in there, shrapnel!
But then it just turns out that the plan was making a birthday cake for this aardvark that they all hate.
Aw,
yeah,
sweet.
It was a surprise party.
What a bunch of horse shit. Aardvark raccoon shit.
Doesn't that just warm your heart, though? That,
no,
like...
it confuses me.
Well, also, don't talk about it like it's a terrorist plot.
Yeah.
If it's just a surprise party.
Well, he didn't know that. Those pigs gave him the wrong intel.
You're blaming this on Huey, Dewey, and Hoggy?
Oh, my God. Do those pigs get hung at the end of this episode, you think?
Oh, guaranteed.
We're having bacon tonight, boys. You want bacon on that birthday cake?
Run with us.
It's also awesome because
their throats cut, blood everywhere, and they're frying their bodies up.
Oh, I'd love that.
All set to that song.
The rest of the score kind of sounds like Family Ties-esque music.
Yeah.
Also totally fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
Completely fine with all of this. So awesome. The music. Nothing else. Were you embarrassed watching this?
I was a little bit. I kind of wish it was just those three raccoons, like, smoking weed and watching, like, the rabbit equivalent of Michael Fassbender movies or whatever they would do. Like, you know what I mean? Just kind of hanging out. Having
talking about anatomy.
Having a bohemian lifestyle. I'd be into that show. Not so much this one.
Oh, my God. Kind of, because it reminded me of my childhood, so I wanted to start cutting again. That sums it up.
I don't know that I was embarrassed. I was just more confused by why this was made. It was one of those, like, who's this for? What's the timing of this?
Sure.
It's just like cribbing many other cartoons.
It was
kind
of like the cartoon boom of the 80s.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The thing that's annoying that we didn't mention, and hopefully they dropped it in later episodes, because, again, we're talking about the pilot, there's, like, this narrator.
Oh, yeah.
That's just, like, not even trying to No, but that's the thing. He's not even trying to do a Burl Lives. It's just like, well, hey, I'm Greg, and I'm going to tell you the story about the raccoons. Here's the Evergreen Forest, and this is where the raccoons live.
And then
live.
The last episode, it reveals who Greg marries and who your father is, or mother is.
Oh, yeah. How I met your mother? Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned out I...
How I met your raccoon.
I married the raccoon with the huge rack you've been watching for five seasons.
Pretty cool, huh?
Hey, Greg, you drew this raccoon with an abnormally large breast, and by that I mean breasts at all. what is going... You're all right, pal? You just...
Hey, this is my show. I'm gonna draw it my way. I'm gonna narrate it my way.
See, in the 80s, it didn't seem weird, but I agree with you now. There should be at least like crotch cleavage of men.
Yeah,
like a little little pouch where you in their jeans or whatever. Give them a little jeans with a little pouch.
Your little raccoon jeans you're wearing. Sure, yeah,
there's something spiraled in those jeans.
Speaking of Michael Fassbender movies,
that's Animation Damnation. The cartoon was The Raccoons. The episode, season one, episode one, Surprise Attack from 1985. Thank you to, who was it from the UK, Steve, who's drinking a beer?
Dave.
Dave from the UK for writing
in. Yes, with a U.
Yes, UK with a U. Oh, Dave with a U. Yeah, you got that Dave with a U.
Everything's got a U there. It's magical. It's a magical land.
For more episodes of Animation Damnation, visit whmpodcast.com. Until next time.
I've got the next episode of Animation Damnation.
Oh, shit.
What is the next series we'll be covering?
Okay.
The Centurions.
Oh, the Centurions.
That's three dudes who act like Iron Man for no reason.
Ooh.
Air, land, and sea. We talked about the show.
Oh, so is this the Avengers then? Yeah.
Until April with the Centurions, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.